Nothando Halofi singing Yebo, Zulu for yes. And that's what we want to do. We want to get to the point where we are singing more and more to the Lord from our hearts. Yes, Lord. Nothando is from Manzini, Swaziland. And she was announced the winner of the Women in Praise Talent Search Competition, which was hosted by Nvini Events in conjunction with Spirit Music Group several years ago. 2008, she joined the Gospel Challenge, and out of 400 contestants, she made it to the seventh spot. In 2015, she joined the Swazi Collaboration. When the opportunity to audition for the Women in Praise Project rolled in, she took a leap of faith, quit her job, where she'd been working at Explicit Design as a PA. And that same year, she was nominated three times in the National Arts and Culture Awards. Didn't win any of them, but has never looked back. She is singing to the glory of God. Say yes. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking a look at the rewards for suffering well. Think about this. How many people do you know who make you just feel refreshed either every time you see them or almost every time you see them? This person or these people, let's just say your top person, the one person who you would put at the top of the list, who when you see that person, you are really refreshed. You really experience joy, happiness inside you most of the time, if not all the time. You are really happy about being around that person. You're glad to be with them. You're glad they're with you. The relationship is one that you value highly. And truth be told, you can never see too much of them. And they feel the same way about you. They can never see too much of you. It could be a spouse. It could be a close friend. It can be another family member, a parent, a sibling, a child. You all have such a good relationship that you almost always or always enjoy being with each other. You see that person's, the image of that person's face come to your mind even when you're not together. And it just does something for you. I'm talking about that multiplied. When it comes to the whole matter of God, we're back to Revelation chapter 21 now. God dwelling with men, living with us. We talked about the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, being lowered where? To the new earth. And in that place, the Lord will live with men. Verse 3, they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Ladies and gentlemen, please think of this now. At that point, we will have been forgiven for all of our sins. Let me tell you what else is important. We will have completely cut loose all of our sins. We will, at that point in our lives, we will have no desire to commit adultery. We will have no desire to lie on anyone. We will have absolutely no desire to slander someone else. We will have no desire to be a part of trying to make life difficult for someone else. We will have no desire to cheat on any kinds of tests. We will no longer be sowers of discord, trying to break people's relations apart. All of that will be absolutely repulsive to us because we, as an act of our wills, will have submitted and, by the grace of the Spirit of God, will have submitted so completely to God that we will finally have worked in conjunction with the Spirit of God to allow God to change us so dramatically that we will truly be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He will have forgiven all of our sins, and he will have cleansed us from head to toe from all the contamination and all the pollution that was messing us up, sticking to us as we sinned over and over and over, as the sinful nature continued to live in us. Even the sinful nature will be eradicated, removed from us, and we will have a righteous nature like Adam and Eve had when they were created. We will have a righteous inner nature, righteous minds with righteous thought processes, with righteous desires, with righteous motives. And that's all we'll have. We will truly be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And we will be seeing our God in that state. We won't be seeing him as people who still sin and may be somewhat reluctant to be looking at God face to face because of our sin. Finally, the sin will have been done away with forever. And we will only, by the grace of the Spirit of God, be holy, righteous, pure, clean. Can you imagine being in that state, in that condition, and being able to be with, to see a God who has only ever been holy and righteous and pure? And he's our Father? Can you imagine being his child in that state and having been given the ability by God himself to see him face to face? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it doesn't matter who we most enjoy being with and seeing right now. This present experience cannot compare, cannot even begin to compare to that future experience of seeing our God. That is going to be the greatest experience any of us will ever have had. And ladies and gentlemen, just like we sometimes long to be with the one we love, who also loves us, longer, more often, fewer reasons to have to leave each other. It's going to be like that multiplied when we're finally able to be with and see our Heavenly Father God. I am encouraging those of you who have not allowed yourselves to have been set free from the power of sin and its eternal consequences. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let it happen. I want you to be there. I want you to be with him too. I'll be right back.